Report, Dangerous NYC Migrant Shelters Filled with Gang Members. By John Binder on July 10, 2023. New York City's migrant shelters are plagued with volatile and dangerous conditions, prompting a search by city officials to hire private security guards for the facilities, a report details. Since the spring of last year, more than 84,000 border crossers and illegal aliens have arrived in New York City, with about 50,000 remaining in shelters across the city, now outnumbering native New Yorkers. Gregory Floyd with Teamsters Local 237 told the New York Post that the migrant shelters are too dangerous for the unarmed peace officers he represents. Some, Floyd said, are gang members. There are migrants who are gang members in these facilities, Floyd told the Post. It's volatile. It's dangerous, he continued. We don't know if all these migrants are properly vetted. My members are unarmed. As Breitbart News reported, more than 6 in 10 border crossers and illegal aliens who have arrived in New York City since the spring of last year are living off local taxpayers in subsidized housing and shelters, including luxury hotels like the Roosevelt Hotel. The sheer volume of border crossers and illegal aliens staying in shelters has increased the system's population by more than 110% since Adams took office. To afford subsidizing new arrivals, Adams has said New Yorkers will see public services like meals for senior citizens and library hours cut. Every day, illegal immigration is costing New Yorkers nearly $8 million. And by the middle of next year, Mayor Eric Adams predicts it will have cost more than $4.2 billion. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.